Hello, my name is Caleb and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. Being in quarantine, I've tried a bunch of different games out, but what I've really liked is the farming sim games, especially Stardew Valley. Now with this game, the way to earn a profit and upgrade your farm is to plant crops. First, you must purchase the seeds, till the ground, water the seeds when planted. Before you even plant the seeds, you have the option of fertilizing the ground to produce a bountiful harvest. Doing these tasks kind of reminds me of the parable of the sower and the seed. Matthew 13, 3-9 says, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some of fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell upon the rocky places where it did not have much soil, and it sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up and the plants were scorched, they withered because they had no root. Other seeds fell among the thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seeds fell on good soil, where it produced a crop, 160, 30 times what was sown. Whoever has ears, let them hear. Jump down to verse 18, it says, listen to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes up and snatches away what was sown in their heart. This is the seed sown along the path. The seed falling on the rocky ground refers to someone who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since they have no root, they only last a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. The seed falling among the thorns refers to someone who hears the word, but the worries of life and the deceitfulness of the wealth choke the word, making it unfruitful. But the seed falling on the good soil refers to someone who hears the word and understands it. This is the one who produces a crop yielding 160 or 30 times what was sown. We need to be like the good soil by going to church, reading and studying the word, asking questions and really digging into the biblical truth until we till the soil, which is our hearts. Be open to the word God has for you today. Follow him in faith and always respond to what he has for you in your life. Sometimes it could be hard, but I guarantee if you listen to the word and follow him wholeheartedly, you will live a bountiful life. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, please hit the subscribe button and join our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Caleb for your Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, stay nerdy.